Hello to my friends out there. It is the 26th of July in the year 2022 from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. Here on this wonderful summer afternoon, I got to tell you, I don't feel like jingle bells. I just feel like walking on the wild side, okay? Enjoy this little music, and I'll be back. Got a lot to share with you today. Just talking about hanging out during the summertime. Yeah, hanging out. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
on the wild side. That's exactly what I'm going to be doing this summer. I'm walking on the wild side. I want to be beyond myself. I want to please myself so much. I want to make myself so happy in light of the headlines and the back lines and all the lines. Thank you for joining me on the webcast. Thank you for taking some time out of your very busy, busy, special day to listen to a little jazz with John. That's right. Walk on the Wild Side. That's the name of the album. Jimmy Smith plays the Hammond organ on all the tracks. And he was accompanied by, you couldn't miss it, the famous Oliver Nelson Orchestra. I remember. As a matter of fact, this was recorded on March 28, 1962. I graduated in February of 1962 from Fremont High School, so I was 18 years old. My dad was getting me, headlong into jazz. I was loving the music. Joe Newman, Ernie Royale, Doc Severson, Joe Wilder, Jimmy Cleveland, Herbie Green, Britt Woodman, Tom Mitchell, and Jerry Duggan, Phil Woods, Bob Ashton, Babe Clark. You know some of them names? George Burrell on the bass. And like I said, it was recorded in New York City, March 28, 1962. The original LP was called Bashin', the Unpredictable Jimmy Smith. And I'm telling you, when I was a teenager, he was at his peak. He was at his peak, and I mean making music. I got a lot to say about Jimmy, and I want to take up this whole hour talking about it. Glad that you could join me. Something else that I want to invite you to do. I want you to invite God with you as you take the rest of your journey in life. I'm just looking at my notifications. I just got four brand new notifications. Let's see, I got a young friend of mine contacting me all the way from the Ivory Coast. That's right. PJ got people. I hope he's listening to me all the way over on the Ivory Coast. And let me see what he's trying to say. And then I got somebody says, Thursday, I'm coming by to see you. That's wonderful. I'm looking forward. I hope that your summer is a happy time. I'm having a great time listening to music. Just ordered some red beans and rice from a sandwich shop near me. And I'm not going to eat too. I hope they didn't put too much salt in the red beans. Sometimes you got to rinse them off. Stuff just be overboard. Listen, electric organist Jimmy Smith occupies a very special place in jazz history. I don't know whether you knew that or not. Like electric guitarist Charlie Christian, Smith was a pioneer of an amplified musical instrument. Usually the Hammond organ was listened to in my community, in the black community, in the church. When you went to First Baptist, Second Baptist, or whatnot, they had this big Hammond organ. And, hey, nobody played with that instrument. That was a great instrument. Well, Jimmy Smith took it, and he transformed everything. His contributions stem from the formulating compelling and unique styles of instruments. Those technologies had been shaken up their prospective fields and made conditions ripe for the new approaches. The Hammond electric organ that Jimmy just played on was first manufactured in the year 1935. So I wasn't even on the planet when they put that instrument together. And it offered several advantages over the traditional pipe organ. You know, the pipe organ are the big ones that they have in the huge churches that used to be in our downtown sections of our cities. But the electric instrument recorded more quickly to the touch, lending itself to the reality to swing a little bit. So we're going to continue with that swing right now and listen to another cut on this album. Hey, listen, thank you for coming to my website. Those of you that's coming to the website, thank you for taking some time out of your very busy day. I hope that you can just plug this into your phone and listen to some good jazz. My system is working pretty good today. It's not acting crazy. I know how to push my sound in this big mic. And if I keep on doing that, it'll keep on doing it. I want to play the next number. It's called Blues for Jay. Now, this is a very interesting number, okay? And Jay was James Oscar, Jimmy Smith. Kenny Burrell is on the guitar, and Grady Tate is on the drums on this one. And it was recorded June the 14th, 1965. Now, when this piece was recorded, where was I June the 14th, 1965? Oh, I was in Fort Polk, Louisiana. I had been drafted, and I got sent to Fort Polk, Louisiana to do my Army duty. So I was drafted when this was recorded in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. I remember that studio, very popular for jazz musicians back then. And it says here on the cover that the original recording was done by Creed Taylor. I guess he produced it. Well, I want you to listen to this piece because it's called Blues for Jimmy. And I hope you appreciate it. Jimmy Smith, Walk on the Wild Side. That's it. Wait a minute. Let me explain something to you. You hear that bass beat there? That's not a bass fiddle or anything. That is Jimmy's feet. Because on the Hammond organ, you had sometimes three layers of keyboard at the top and a bottom foot keyboard. Well, that's Jimmy Smith playing the bottom bass foot keyboard. He was a genius at this. Most guys that play on the organ just play the top keys and can't deal with the bottom. Listen up.
Oh,
Timmy Smith. Ah, that's right. That's called Blues for Jay. Oh, I'm telling you, when I think back on this music, when I was a young man and my daddy was a jazz lover too, I used to love riding in a car with him. And sitting next to him, Jimmy Smith would come on this same Long Beach station, K-Jazz. And he would say to his son, listen to this. And that's what, you know, prompted me to go to the big black churches to look at the person playing the Hammond organ. Man, this was good music. Next cut on this album is a real good cut. I think you love it. It's called The Cat, The Cat, The Cat, The Cat, The Cat. Mm-hmm. And it was recorded in New York City on April the 29th, 1964. Well, I was going to a lot of parties and everything, and because I knew that I was getting ready to go into the Army, and most of us young black guys didn't think that we were coming back when they sent us over there to kill the little yellow people and to wipe out communism and to save the world from the hammer and the sickle. I remember that stuff like it was yesterday. I needed to listen to The Cat. That's it. I just had to pause and say that's Kenny Burrell on the guitar, professor of the jazz guitar at UCLA in Los Angeles. Thank you. Jimmy Smith on the Hammond organ, Oliver Nelson Orchestra in the background backing him up. Real nice number call. The Cat, yeah. Bashin' was the album made in 1962 when I graduated from Fremont. That Walk on the Wild Side was on. And then The House Party in 1958, the studio album by Jimmy Smith. Midnight Special by Jimmy Smith in 1961, which was a studio album. And then The Sermon. Now, that's a cut in 1959 because the church had a hell of a lot to do with a lot of these artists' talent. Black men is full of talent back in the day, even as he is today. Lonnie Smith, a jazz musician in 1942 to 1921. And, of course, Jimmy Smith, the boss. Got a lot more music to play. It seems like my volume is doing a little fade away on me here, but I'm not going to let that stop me. I'm going to keep on going ahead. Thank you for coming to my website and taking some time and to listen to me spend some time with you. Gonna play a little bit more music here coming up in a little bit. It seems like my system is going through a coordination in some kind of way, and it'll repair itself. But until that time, I'm gonna play another number, and I'm glad that you can come by. That maybe it can help your ears, because I listen to my stuff at times very, very loud. But I want to play the next number called Trouble in Mind. Oliver Nelson's orchestra and Jimmy Smith on the Hammond organ. Trouble in Mind. I can only imagine what that sounds like.
Thank you.
man. What a very talented man he was. Next number I'm going to play is going to be one that you're going to like. It's called Funky Broadway. And this thing was recorded June 2nd, 1967. I had just gotten out of the Army and come back to Los Angeles when this number came out called Funky Broadway. Oh, my goodness. Now, let's listen to Jimmy Smith play some funky Broadway music. Thanks for coming to my site. All right. pick up the rhythm of the funky Broadway there? Jimmy Smith, Funky, Funky Broadway. Planned from a series of albums that I have. Jimmy Smith, Walking on the Wild Side, the best of the Verve years. If you know anything about jazz, Verve was the record label that made it all happen. We're going to continue with Milestones now. Now, this is interesting because this next number was recorded when I was in the military stockade in Seoul, Korea. That's right. I was in the stockade for insubordination to a non-commissioned officer as well as my lieutenant. There was a bunch of racism going on there, and I remember this. So, Milestones. Jimmy Smith from this wonderful album.
Thank you.
You know how come I like that guy so much? Because James Oscar Smith was born on December the 8th, 1925. And he died on my birthday, February the 8th, 2005. Ah, that's why I love me some Jimmy Smith. Wikipedia says that he was an American jazz musician whose albums often appeared on Billboard magazine charts. He helped popularize the Hammond B3 organ, creating a link between jazz and the 60s soul music. That was when I was in my heyday. In 2005, Smith was awarded the NEA Jazz Masters Award by the National Endowment of the Arts to the highest honor that American bestows upon jazz musician. In his early years, there's confusion about Smith's birth year, with some sources citing either 1925 or 28. Born James Oscar Smith in Norristown, Pennsylvania, he joined his father doing a song and dance routine in the clubs at the age of 6. He began teaching himself to play the piano. When he was 9, Smith won a Philadelphia radio talent contest as a boogie-woogie pianist. After a period in the United States Navy, he joined furthering his music education. He began to further his music education in 1948. I was 4 years old, with the year at Royal Hamilton College of Music, then the Leo Orenstein School of Music in Philadelphia in 1949. He began exploring the Hammond organ in 1951. From 1951 to 1954, he played piano, then organ in Philly, rhythm and blues bands like Don Gardner and the Sonatones. He switched to organ permanently, I'm glad he did, in 1954 after hearing Wild Billy Davis. He purchased a Hammond organ, rented a warehouse to practice, and immersed a little more than a year upon hearing him playing in the Philadelphia club Blue Notes. Alfred Lion immediately signed him to a label and his second album, The Champ. Well, it goes on and on and on from there. I remember Jimmy Smith because I was a young teenager just getting out of high school. My daddy talked me into getting my first stereo record player. You know, the kind that had the speakers that disconnected from the box and you set one to the right and one to the left. And what I used to do, I used to get right in between the speakers. This was the days before they had headsets, and I would listen very close. Thank you, Jimmy Smith, for a great 45 minutes. You're 45 minutes into the webcast, and I want to end up the webcast playing somebody that you know is good. And his name is, he's also gone. He was with us, Grover Washington Jr. Grover Washington could play a horn. He could play a horn. He had an album called The Best Is Yet to Come. And I'm going to play a cut, maybe a couple of cuts from this album, because it really made sense. Grover Washington was one of my favorite jazz artists. And I want to implore you, today, if you don't listen to the guys that are dead, because Jimmy's no longer with us, Grover is no longer with us, Sarah Vaughan is no longer with us, Miles Davis no longer with us, just like the greats, Marvin Gaye is no longer with us, Tammy Terrell is no longer with us, Michael Jackson is no longer with us, but we have their music. And I think that it's a tribute to African Americans if we play that music, understand what made your life go back in the day. Because you notice what I did just off this album. I went to the particular dates that the piece was recorded and put on plastic for the first time, and I know what I was doing. I hope that you can live a healthy life, spawned by God's grace in your life, really relishing in it. Most of you know that I'm a retired pastor. That's why I'm loving this part about my life. I'm not behind the pulpit anymore, but I like this jazzy music. It keeps me going. Now let's see what Grover's going to keep me doing as I listen to him. Grover Washington, the best is yet to come.
Thank you.
know, I'm not quite sure who that was. Was that Patti LaBelle singing with him? I don't know. But I'm telling you, what a voice. Hey, thank you for coming to my website. I really appreciate you today. And as soon as I get the gumption to feel like it's summertime and to love you, I'll play some more music. Until then, God bless you all.